He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday, June the 30th. Wow, the halfway point of the year. Tomorrow starts the second half of 2015. It's been a pretty dull first half. Things could get pretty exciting, however, in the second half of 2016. How are we starting the day? A lot better than yesterday. The Dow right now is up 61 points. The Dow is at 17,657 after the worst day of the year yesterday. On those Greece concerns, S&P 500 is up 9 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 2,066. That's the lowest level we've seen in a while. The NASDAQ back below 5,000 once again. It's at 4,984. The NASDAQ is up 0.5% today. Big move in the biotech stocks helping the NASDAQ along. The NASDAQ up 26 points right now. Crude oil up 1%. Crude oil is at $58.95 per barrel. Not making much headway, however, since its rebound off of that plunge to $42 per barrel. Gold, with all this turmoil in the world, you'd think gold would be moving, but it's not. It's at $1,169 per ounce. The euro is at 1.1199. And in fact, some people are looking to the euro as a clue as to which way the Greek saga will turn. And yesterday, the euro was up, actually, on the dramatic sell-off in the European markets, suggesting that there may be a Greek exit come this weekend. We have the 10-year yield at 2.35%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, one of the assets in my app is the S&P 500. And I look at that every day and see what the app tells me. And I can tell you that yesterday, which it's done many times in the past 4, 5, 6 years, the market went to orange. Orange means it's a weak hold right now. It's a warning, but it's done that several times. The market's been pretty weak this year. Look, what the Dow is actually, I believe, negative on the year a little bit. The S&P, if it is positive, it's positive by just a little bit. We've had a couple of volatile weeks, mostly surrounding the Greek situation. And, you know, it looks like it's going to come to an head soon. There's all kinds of rumors underneath the surface. There's supposedly going to be a referendum vote this Sunday by the Greeks, whether or not they'll accept the bailout package by the EU, or whether they'll exit the European Union and go it alone, which I think would be a major mistake for Greece. Can you imagine the currency, the drachma, and the inflation rate of Greece if they were to go it alone? But who knows, maybe Putin comes in and bails them out. But there's movement. I mean, it's like Europe. They would, I'm sure, just love to get this behind them. This has been going on. There's midnight meetings. There's early morning meetings. There's weekend meetings. There's Sunday meetings, trying to get this all resolved. Now you have to ask yourself, we've been in a bull market for over 6 years here in America. And at some point in time, a confluence of events is going to team up on the market, and we will start to turn from a bull market to a bear market. I personally do not see Greece being the reason that the 6-year, 14-week-old bull market is going to come to an end. I see it more a much, much bigger factor by probably about 100 to 1 will be the earnings of U.S. companies. And of course, next week we start receiving earnings from those companies whose first half of the year has just ended, the second quarter of 2014-15 will be over, and they will count their sales, they will count their expenses, they will report their earnings. Those earnings will be compared with the same quarter last year to tell whether or not we're still growing or not. But more importantly, and this is what I'll be listening for as companies report earnings, they'll be giving their forecast and updates for future quarters. And as we start to enter the second half of 2015, the market starts looking ahead to 2016 already. Yeah, I know. You say, well, how does Cisco know what they're going to make next year? Well, you know what? They know which direction their business is going. They know whether it's softening up, whether it's remaining about the same, whether they see green shoots down the road, whether they've got a lot of pending deals in the pipeline. And they'll give us updates as to their forecast for 2016. And that's what we'll be looking forward to. At least as of now, the forecasts that we've been given and the numbers that have been printed out there that are public knowledge would suggest that we should see a resumption of earnings growth after a flat year here in 2015. We should see a resumption next year, but of course that is subject to change. So we'll watch it on a daily basis. In my newsletter over the weekend, I listed the 4 big major factors that we have to worry about right now. There's always a worry list. You've heard the expression, markets climb walls of worry. This market's been climbing a wall of worry for over 6 years now. Well, the wall of worry currently consists of Greece, which is probably the biggest worry. What's going to happen there? What's going to be the final outcome? Can everybody just get along? I don't know. We'll see. They want money. They want bailed out, and they don't want to make any changes. And Europe says, well, you know, we're just enabling you. You'll be back in 3 months needing the same, and this has been going on for too long. So something's got to give this time around, I would think. Meanwhile, the money was due today. They're not paying the money to the IMF, and the IMF is not going to give them any more money until they see a plan. Just like a company going into bankruptcy court and reporting their plan to get themselves out of the deep mess that they've gotten themselves into. And if they see a plan, then they'll give them a break. But right now, Greece has not presented a reasonable plan. They kind of want to keep status quo over there, and status quo isn't good enough. Secondly, we're now entering into earnings season, July the 8th. About a week from now, a little over a week from now, Alcoa, they've already warned, by the way, Alcoa will report earnings, and that kicks off earnings season. That's another brick in the wall of worry. And now we've got Puerto Rico to worry about. If that's not enough, and of course, Puerto Rico, a territory of the United States, there's some municipal bonds that people have bought. Puerto Rican bonds, maybe you get a little bit more interest on those. This is a little bit more risk. Well, Puerto Rico will seek to delay payments on the island's $72 billion debt load for a number of years. In other words, the bondholders, forget it, man. You're not getting your coupon payment. That's been shut down. But Puerto Rico, obviously, you know, a tiny part of the economy. Yet it does send a bit of a shudder through the municipal bond market. People don't like it when municipal bonds, which are backed by the full faith and credit of the entity that's issuing the bond, fails. And we'll see where that goes. And lastly, rising interest rates, another worry, because that's something that we haven't seen in the last 15 years. We're now in a rising interest rate environment. Will this bring down the economy? Well, so far, the Fed hasn't done anything. They haven't raised rates. The market has raised rates. And meanwhile, there's green shoots around. We had another big deal in the biotech industry. Juno Therapeutics is up 53% on a 10-year deal with Celgene. And other biotech stocks are jumping. U.S. auto sales growth is expected to keep rolling. I remain a bull on the market. And I know days like Monday, they're no fun. But what are you going to do? You going to sell everything because of a one-day phenomenon or a one-week phenomenon in the market? You have to step back and say, is this the big one that's going to end the bull? And I don't think it is yet, not even close. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I want to talk about a topic that comes up from time to time. It's called crisis investing. We've had our share of crises since I've been in the business. The last couple of decades, we've had plenty of crises. There's always a crisis somewhere. Some of them are big crises. So some of them are little ones. Some of them you think there's no hope that it's the end of the world as we know it. And it's the end of the bull market as we know it. In fact, I did a newsletter. I'm looking over here on my wall. I have a banner made with four covers from my newsletter. And one of them is titled Crisis Investing. That was earlier this year. That was the week that Putin shot down the commercial airliner over Ukraine, or the Ukraine separatist shot down the airplane, and the market was reeling that week, thinking that we were going to enter into a new world war. We've had other crises. We've had ISIS, obviously, out there roaming around, causing all kinds of mayhem. We've had a plunging price in oil this year. We've had a raging dollar this year. We've had rising interest rates. We have the Greek crises. Each one of these crises have to be analyzed individually. And in the end, you have to say, okay, they shot down a commercial airliner. There's going to be some ramifications for this. But does it affect Home Depot's earnings for 2015 and 2016? Does it move it? Does it move the needle one iota? No. No. Does the situation in Greece affect at all the bottom line earnings of Allergan, which is expected to make $21.46 per year? Do you think people read the headlines of Greece and say, you know what, I better hold off on that Botox treatment, or whatever it is that they get from Allergan, which used to be Activist, which is now Allergan. And so you have to analyze each crisis on a one-by-one basis. Now, I know there were plenty of people yesterday, Monday, Tuesday, whenever. There's a big sell-off in the market, and without even stopping to rationally think about it, they run to the phone, or they run to their, yeah, it used to be run to the phone. Now it's run to the computer, and they sell everything without even thinking about the possible outcomes. Now, there's no question in my mind that one way or another, the Greece situation will be resolved. And you have to think about what's going to happen when they finally get a resolution. You'll probably get a 200 or 300 point pop up to the upside in the market, making back everything it lost on Monday. I really don't think that the situation in Greece is going to impact the bottom line earnings of Allergan, a stock that I own right now, okay? Now, other crises, however, do affect certain parts of the market. Let's take a look at the crises. Now, whether it's a crisis or not, we did have a phenomenon of plunging oil prices from $107 per barrel down to $42 per barrel. If you work in that industry, that's a crisis. If you're a commuter, you know, you say, well, pity on them, but I'm buying cheaper gas here. It's helping me. But to certain areas of the market, it was a major crisis. To the fracking companies, to the companies that make the platforms, to the companies that supply the drilling rigs, to all of the ancillary companies that feed into the oil and gas industry, it was a crisis. And in that case, you have to say, why would I want to own any oil stocks here? Not at the bottom of the crisis. There was a warning sign last August, almost a year ago. And I can remember getting rid of my last few oil energy stocks that I owned in August of 2015. Because the first sign that something is amiss is you start to see the charts roll over, the technical patterns. And I didn't like the way that the energy stocks were trading. It almost seems like somebody knew something. And shortly thereafter, oil prices started to drop. And pretty soon, the oil sector was down about 40 or 50% from its high. But there was a warning that that crisis was coming. But did that crisis bring down the rest of the stock market? No. It had an impact on the stock market. It leveled earnings off for 2015, one of the factors, because the oil stocks make up about 10% of the S&P 500. And lowering each one of those energy stocks, lowering their earnings expectations, had an overall effect on the overall earnings of the S&P 500, but not enough to turn it negative, not enough to end the bull market here in the U.S. Now we've got a crisis for some of rising interest rates. You know, if you're a real estate agent, if you work in the mortgage business, if you build new homes, if you're involved in anything that is interest rate sensitive, that's a crisis in that area of the market. If your specialty is being a bond brokerage house, there's a crisis starting to happen there in that section of the industry. But again, it's a crisis that right now is contained to certain areas of the market. I showed those areas of the market over the weekend in my newsletter. It's not a good time to own utility stocks. It's not a good time to own real estate investment trust. It's not a good time to own mortgage REITs. And it's not a good time to own debt, otherwise known as bonds, because the climate has changed. It is a crisis. If you're in all dividend-paying, interest-rate-sensitive stuff in your portfolio, there's a crisis going on. And that's a crisis that you have to react to because it is impacting that part of the market. But so far, it hasn't spread. It hasn't caused Allergan's earnings estimates to be changed at all. It hasn't caused Mallinckrodt's earnings estimates to be changed at all. It hasn't caused Apple's earnings estimates to be changed at all. But it has impacted a certain amount, a certain sector of the economy. So when a crisis comes along, the first thing you have to ask yourself, is this the one? Is this the one that's going to bring down the bull market? And most times you'll come away with the conclusion that, no, this isn't the one. Secondly, you have to say, however, will this crisis affect certain parts of the market? And if the answer is yes, you want to run for the hills in those parts of the market. Little lesson on crisis investing. Selling everything doesn't make much sense. Hasn't made any sense for the last 6 years and 14 weeks, has it? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Epperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
To the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's try to find the best stock now. Are there any? The market was down 300 on Monday. There can't be any best stocks now. This has got to be the end of this bull market that's been going on for 6 years and 14 weeks. No, not yet. Earnings still look good for next year until further notice. We'll keep tabs on those every single week, and we'll report on those every single week, because therein lies the key as to just how long this bull market can go. It's tripled so far since 2009, and if you buckled at the knees and sold every time a 200, 300 point drop in the market came along, you've been wrong every single time, because the market eventually went on to hit new highs. Yet at some point in time in the future, we will hit that proverbial top of the market, and the market will start to peel over, and earnings in America will start to shrink as opposed to growing. But that time has not come yet. Now, one of the areas of the market that I continue to like is the healthcare sector. The addition of, 13 million, or how many people have been added to the rolls of the healthcare system here in America, has been a boost for a lot of healthcare stocks from all different walks of life: drug stocks, prescription drug stocks, biotechs, healthcare, hospital companies, all kinds of different medical instrument companies. And one that's been on my radar here, and one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, is a stock by the name of Acadia Healthcare. Acadia Healthcare is headquartered in Franklin, Tennessee. It's a $5.5 billion market cap company, making it a brand new mid-cap stock. It wasn't a mid-cap stock when it came public. When it came public, it was a $5 stock. That was back in 2011. And today it's a $76 stock, from $5 a share to $76 per share. That's a pretty good move. That's a pretty good IPO that you've probably never heard about. They love to talk about the glory, the glamorous IPOs, the Facebooks of the world, and the GoPros of the world, and the Alibabas of the world, but the Acadia Healthcare's kind of slip underneath the radar. What they do is not exactly glamorous. They provide psychiatric services for behavioral health disorders, and there's a few of those going around, through 78 treatment facilities with 5,800 beds. They're in the healthcare industry. The behavioral health disorder industry, which is a growing industry. And the company has done very well since it's been a publicly traded company. Like I say, it is a mid-cap stock now. I kind of draw the line at about $5 billion, where a company passes through of being a small cap to becoming a mid-cap. And that's been a sweet spot in the market this year. As we went through the big picture of the market on Monday of this week, we once again determined that the top asset class in the entire universe, the world, to invest in, it's not gold, it's not emerging markets, it's not the bond market. It's still good old plain vanilla U.S. stocks. And I know that doesn't sound that exciting, but that's been the sweet spot. How can you complain with a tripling of the S&P 500 since 2009? And we're still going strong, although this year we have paused because of a few bricks in the wall, that the wall of worry the market had to climb over. And now hopefully those bricks are in the rearview mirror. And Acadia Healthcare continues to march on. Over the last 5 years, Acadia Healthcare has delivered to investors in this company in Tennessee, Franklin, Tennessee, 75% per year. The market's been going up at 14.6% per year. That's quite a bit of alpha there. Over the last 3 years, ACHC has been going up at a rate of 63% per year, while the market's been going up by 14.7%. And over the last 12 months, ACHC is up 61%, while the market's up just 5%. Performance grade for ACHC compared to all the other stocks out there is an A. This is one of the top performing stocks in the market. It's already up 23% so far this year, while the market is basically flat. Well, you know the drill. It still has to make sense from a valuation point of view, because the momentum and the relative strength part of the equation, in my book, Best Stocks Now, is only half of the equation. You have to show me the other half of the equation. Just like the S&P 500 right now, You know, the earnings and the fundamentals look pretty good, but if the market starts to fall apart, half of the equation is going to start falling apart, and we'll have to take defensive action. That hasn't happened yet. And in the case of Acadia Healthcare, now we know that the relative strength and the performance is just fine. In fact, it's been hitting new highs recently. On a scale of 1 to 99, gets a 93 relative strength by IBD, and my system gives it an A performance grade. Now let's look at that valuation. Well, the company is a high growth company. Over the last 5 years, they've been growing their earnings by 38% per year. Now let's see if there's a correlation there. Okay, earnings have been growing by 38% and the stock has been going up at a terrific pace over the last 5 years, because there is a direct correlation between bottom line earnings growth and stock price appreciation. Now, can the company continue to grow? Well, the analysts that follow the company think that the company can continue to grow at a pretty high pace, a much higher pace than other companies in the market, and at a much more rapid pace than the overall economy. Let's look at the most recent 4 quarters of Acadia Healthcare. Their sales were up 82% in the most recent quarter that they reported, and their earnings were up 54%. The prior quarter to that, their sales were up 55% and their earnings were up 59%. And the quarter before that, their sales were up 59% and their earnings were up 53%. So it sounds to me like the last 3 quarters, you've seen about 50% growth in top line sales, which is always important, and in bottom line earnings. But now begs the question, does it still make sense from a valuation point of view? Well, the PE ratio is a little bit high on the stock, but at the same time, you have a very high growth company. And I do 5-year valuations on stocks. I'm a little bit different than most analysts in the market. They like to do 6-month valuations. You know, to me, 6 months is a crapshoot. So many things can happen. It tends to even out over a 5-year period of time. In addition to that, why do analysts provide 5-year growth rates? Why would we do a 6-month projection? Let's do a 5-year target price. So when I take the current earnings of ACHC, they're expected to make $2.67 in 2016, which would be a 24% increase over this year. And when I grow those earnings out by the growth rate that the company has guided analysts towards, and when I apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a company in the medical outpatient healthcare area of the market, and a multiple that I think is appropriate for the growth rate that this company is exhibiting, I come up with a 5-year target price of $140. Yeah, there's a lot of what ifs between now and then, but right now the company's going to trade on those expectations. And the stock's currently trading at 76. So there's ample upside potential in my book, along with good relative strength, good performance out of 4,160 different things that I have to choose from in my beststocksnowapp.com database. This one comes in at number 135. Now, this is not a big dividend payer for people seeking income. In fact, there is no dividend. This is not a conservative, big cap, blue chip. Nor is it a small little company that's just starting up. They've been a public now for 5 years. It's now a mid-cap stock. It's kind of in that aggressive to moderate risk profile. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. And it is one that we own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back. I've been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta? Just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about my market color moving to orange. That's one away from red, but it's moved to orange many times over the last 6 years. It's moved to orange because of some weakness in the market right now, basically on a relative strength basis. The market has not been that strong this year. In fact, we're slightly negative or about break even on the year. Now you throw in the bond market is now negative on the year. The longer you go out in the bonds, the more they are down. The long bond is down about 8-9% so far this year. And the wall of worry that we always have in front of us in the market has added a few layers to it here recently. The plunging oil prices were one. The rising dollar was another one. The Fed out there ready to put the hammer down on a quarter point interest rate hike is another one. Rising rates without the Fed is another one. Stir in Greece. And you've got a little bit higher wall of worry than normal right now. And you have a looming earnings season once again. And there, I can guarantee you there will be companies that will warn and will guide lower and the stocks will sell off. So it's an added time of extra volatility. We've had a crisis here recently. We've had Greece come to the front burner, causing a 300-point sell-off in the market. They have got their feet dug into the sand, even though they're the ones with their hand out. They're the ones that are digging their feet into the sand, and no, give us the money, and we don't want to buckle. Well, they don't come from a very good, strong bargaining point from my perspective. I guess going to Russia and shaking hands with Putin put Europe on warning. How would you like Russian subs, you know, in the deep water ports of Greece roaming the Mediterranean? That's how, this guy's a jerk. He really is. The head of Greece is a total jerk. But those things come along. And so we've had a bout of crisis investing, a crisis that makes some people want to buckle at the knees and sell everything. And yet when you step back and look at it, this is a crisis that will be resolved. And I don't see where the crisis in Greece has any impact on some of the healthcare stocks that I own here in America or other stocks, technology stocks that I own here in America, at least not yet. It seems to be contained to this region, to the Mediterranean, and it will get resolved at some point in time. We talked about a fast-growing mid-cap stock. Just became a mid-cap here recently. Who knows? Maybe it will become a large-cap stock someday. Maybe it will get bought out someday. Or maybe they'll do something wrong and get an investigation for doing something wrong. That's the risk you have. That's why I never make any one position more than 2-3% of my overall portfolio. But that is one of the stocks that I own right now because I like stocks still. I like U.S. stocks still. I like healthcare stocks still. I still like stocks with good relative strength and good performance. And I like stocks that I can still make sense of from a valuation point of view. I can justify them going higher from this point. And when you put those two together, I call them best stocks now. Now, the last subject I want to talk about is just how far can automation go? I had someone write to me and say, oh, you just need to give in. You got to admit that there's automation all around us. Even your app is automating a process. Yes, I totally agree. Automation has made our lives a whole lot easier. And automation is going to continue. But where does it cross the line to where the human brain, I don't think you can automate the human brain. I was thinking about, you know, I'm down here in San Diego in the downtown area, and there's lawyers and courtrooms all around me, people fighting every day. How would you like to have a judge? How would you like to enter in all of the data that you can and have the computer spit out the verdict? How would you like to be the one on the other end of that verdict, knowing that the computer was wrong? I just don't think that there's some things that can be automated. How about a manager of a baseball team or of a basketball team? How about a computer just picking, managing, choosing the starting lineup and what should be done in every situation, whether the hitter should take, whether the bunt should be on, whether the hit and run should be on? No intuition. When to pull a pitcher, when to sit a guy down on the bench, all computerized. Let's just do it all computerized. If a computer could run a baseball team, you'd have a franchise being run by a computer, and they'd be winning the World Series every year. To me, there's a certain intuition and a certain point that automation cannot cross the line into that human brain in making those decisions. Yes, I mean, building a car, much of that is automated now. Those are mechanical processes. But is managing money and managing the market and deciding what to do during certain situations and taking into account when the wind changes in the market, can that be automated? Well, it's being automated whether you like it or not. And your portfolio may be basically on autopilot right now. I know I beat this subject to death, but it's disturbing to me. I've seen so many misguided projects on Wall Street. I saw a misguided project called packaging subprime mortgages. That was a big one that they came up with. And they sold these subprime mortgages all over the world like toxic waste, and they imploded and nearly brought down the financial system. And you know what came up with those logarithms for those subprime mortgages? Computers. Massive number crunching. How did it work out? Almost brought down our financial system. I don't like the fact. Oh yeah, well, that's because it's competition to you, Gunderson. Oh, I don't see it as competition at all. I see it as a very misguided project that I don't think is going to end well. And I think when there's days like Monday when the market's down 300 points, I don't think I want my process of managing money automated. That's just me. We don't automate the money management process here. We have a team of people, and we decide on do what we think is right to do, given the conditions. PWStreet.com or 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.